Beautiful but Deadly.
With a beauty of makeup.
Meets the horror of true crime.
With Chuck
and Liz.
So this week's gonna be a little different.
Okay.
Lizzie doesn't know what I'm doing yet.
No, I don't.
But once we get started, you're gonna know. But I don't think you know all the details. Okay, so this is kind of true crimey in that, like, real shit happened. You know, it's not just, like, internet drama. But it's not, like, murder or anything. I forgot to put trigger warnings back in my life. Okay.
I'm fly.
Trigger warnings for, like, everything. Transphobia, homophobia, rape, drug use. Yes. Harassment, stalking, you know. Oh, school shooting mentions.
Oh my god.
Torture mentions.
So everything is what
Literally.
Okay.
Nothing about animals or kids, though. Well, actually, no, I take that back. There's mentions of child pornography. There's no animal
Jesus
stuff.
Jesus Christ.
I did this for the childhood video. I ended up putting it in the description, so the full list will be in the description of the episode. Okay, so like, let's jump into it.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, for the audio change. I just wanted to pop in here and tell you guys this is actually going to be a part one of two. We have been having a lot of technical difficulties. Anchor, the app that we used to edit, has not been working, so we've just been trying to figure it out with other editing software, and a lot of roadblocks come in our way. But without further ado, let's get this story started.
Creepshow Art created her channel on April 4th, 2016.
Oh, interesting.
And began uploading in 2018. Her first videos were art story times, which were popular in the art community at the time. Not her specific videos, but like that kind of video.
Okay.
Essentially, you tell like a wacky tale over a speed paint of yours. Eventually, her content turned into commentary over speed paints, and she became one of the biggest voices in the commentary community.
Interesting.
Before the story I'm about to tell, she had about 500,000 subscribers. Her content, like I said, was commentary-based, and she always posed herself as being, like, a very moral, progressive person. She was against all the phobias, stood with POC people, called out predators, like, daily, you know, how it is. Shannon threw posts on various sites, including YouTube and on Reddit, shared that she didn't have an easy life. She had a strained relationship with her sister and her parents, she was homeless for about 2 years, and she struggled with her mental health. She was left homeless because her parents gave her an ultimatum of going to school or leaving their house. On top of all this, she had a stalker named Amy. She shared a video on January 11th, 2019, titled, I Was Stalked for 8-plus Years, Storytime.
Oh, God. I hate those dramatic titles.
Because, like, I don't know. It always seems clickbaity. Like, even if it's not.
It just reminds me of, like, one of Tana Mojo's videos.
And there's a reason why we're kind of taking her video so lightly. We're not just, like, making fun of someone that stalked.
Yeah, no.
You'll see soon. When she was in middle school, she befriended a girl named Amy. And this is who Shannon calls her first real friend. Amy ended up catfishing her under another name eventually, though. And over the summer of 7th or 8th grade, she was still talking to Amy and said Amy was everything that, like, she wanted to be. She was skinny, she had a scene haircut, and knew cute emo boys. They would talk all the time, and Shannon said that she had this awesome, enviable life, including having a boy climb up her house and through her window just to see her. Mm-hmm. Also, Amy would send photos of her and these boys, and the boys were, quote, absolute cuties.
Same.
So Shannon wanting to be cool, started lying, and is like, in her video, I'm a horrible liar, which is why I'm so honest in my real life.
Oh.
She wanted to be cool. So she wove this, like, she says, intricate details. And at one point, she created a whole neighbor who was essentially her Archie Andrews among a whole goddamn cast of characters. And says this, like, wow, kids, right? Aren't kids just, like, kooky?
What the hell? It's mental illness, isn't it?
Eventually, Amy started poking holes in Shannon's story, but Shannon said it was from, like, a good place. Essentially, Shannon had, like, these two fake guys that were, like, the good, like, Archie Andrews, like, neighbor next door and, like, the bad boy.
Oh, God.
But then she also had, like, her real friends that she would talk about. Okay. So Amy would be like, why are your real friends not interfering with, like, your boy troubles?
Fair enough.
So Shannon, instead of being like, oh, gotta come clean, she's like, okay, gotta up my stories.
Jesus.
And not only that, but I gotta make it more interesting to like keep up with Amy's stories. So at one point, Shannon makes up the story that her real friend, like her real life friend, tried to seduce one of the fake boys. And so Amy was like, what a piece of shit. It's on site.
Oh, no.
So Shannon was like, oh, I cut her off and like started talking shit about her.
Okay.
So in the video, Shannon calls this like friend Sage. So at this point, MySpace happens.
And that's a long time ago.
Yeah. So remember MySpace Top 8?
Mm-hmm.
She added all of her friends, both internet and real, and there was an issue. Sage was number one, and Amy was also added. So Shannon was like, yeah, I cut off Sage. She was a piece of shit, whatever. And then
just her number one on MySpace.
Yep. So Amy was pissed. Amy was spamming her, essentially, on AIM.
Throwbacks.
And Shannon essentially didn't like being confronted, so she just ignored her. I was like, this will make it go away.
Let's just ignore our problems. That'll be good.
So Amy, being pissed, wrote a threatening email to Sage saying that she would kick her ass and kill her.
Oh my god.
And Shannon was heartbroken. And she says that seeing the people I care about hurt destroys me.
You did it, bitch. What?
That sounds really encouraging. Like, you did it, bitch.
Good job.
So Shannon knew she had to come clean, and she did come clean to Amy. And along the way, kind of started calling her a bitch and, like, blaming everything on Amy.
What?
She was like, yeah, I lied about everything. But it's your fault because you had such a difficult life and, like, blah, blah, blah.
God.
Jesus. Yeah, so that went over, like, a fart in church. And she got hundreds of AIMs and 10 emails in response from Amy. Amy even said that she would come to Cali and kick Shannon's ass and tell all of her friends how gross she was.
Oh my god.
Shannon ends up blocking her at everything, and she posted a bulletin on MySpace saying, Amy is insane, and if she messages you, don't believe her and block her. And then posted this one snippet, this bad snippet of one of Amy's emails.
Mm.
This part of the email showed Amy calling Shannon a, quote, washed up, bloated corpse who didn't care enough about myself to not want to die.
My god.
None of her friends questioned it and just blocked Amy. Later in high school, she got an email from a random email address calling Shannon a terrible person, and shared many specific details about Shannon. But because of the details in the email, she knew that she would have to intimately know this person. Like, it wasn't specifically like, I mean, it wasn't unspecific, like, you suck, you're ugly, blah, 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 blah. This email also said what Shannon was wearing to school that day.
Ooh.
And insulted it. But Shannon did also post a picture of herself that day with her school in the background and all of her friends tagged. So,
dumbass.
She then deleted it, the email. And then she forgot about it until another one came 3 days later, and then that opened the floodgates, and emails would come every few days. She, at this point, stopped trusting all of her friends, and she says that at this point she became fixated on finding who this was. She said, quote, I'm a pretty obsessive person. I get really into things, so I never just casually like something or I just mildly get into it. When there's a subject that my brain can't let go of, that's pretty much what I focus on for the foreseeable future, nonstop. End quote. After MySpace came Facebook. She had Facebook and said that she wasn't safe online and had like no privacy settings. This time messages came, started coming again, and they were now worse than ever. This kind of cycle began where they would go away for like 3 or 4 months and then come back worse. Hmm. And even if she changed emails, it would keep going. By junior year, she just decided to go offline. She deleted everything and even stopped using her school email. But she ended up back online soon after, basically because no one remembered her birthday without Facebook.
Me.
Same. And she was, this kind of, I kind of related to, and that she was talking about how, like, in school, people would get pizzas ordered for them, or, like, balloons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in our school, it was a thing where, like, you would decorate your friend's locker. No one ever did that to me.
Nope, no one did mine either, but I did someone else's.
Yep.
I won't name them. But I did it. Anything they did it for me?
No. And that is the most shit feeling in the world.
Yep.
That's a side note.
A really sad side note.
And then the emails soon commenced again. But a big oopsie on Shannon's part, apparently, because she deleted literally every email from Amy.
Interesting.
Everyone.
Interesting. So no proof is what I'm hearing.
Yep. She also later found that a lot of her Tumblr hate she got for her art was from Amy. She also never told anyone about Amy. Like, no one in her life.
Oh my god.
Flash forward a bit. Shannon and her boyfriend got in a text argument, so she posted some, like, vague shit on Twitter about it.
Oh,
like,
of course.
She said it was either some, like, Lana Del Rey lyric or, like, vaguely email thing.
As you do.
But 4 minutes after her tweet, her boyfriend texts her and says that they need to see each other ASAP. He tells her that someone texted him during their fight, basically saying to dump Shannon, that she was gross, etc., etc. Multiple messages like this. But, like, Shannon tried to play it off like she had no idea what was happening. Like, he knew somehow. And finally, she let it out and told him. She also mentions at this point that Amy threatened Shannon with naked photos and said that they would send those photos to her place of work. Magic, Annie. But she had no idea how she got those photos. So her boyfriend said, from now on, you gotta go to the police. And Shannon was like, nah. I'll just tell the people in my life what happened. That would be enough.
Me. That makes sense. Police, who needs them?
She ends up connecting these emails to Amy because at the end of every email from this person, Amy's initial, like, last MySeam email were, like, very similar, telling her to kill herself, you know, this very specific thing, I guess.
Interesting.
I don't know. Through this email, she found Instagram, Facebook, etc., and they all came back to Amy. Shannon couldn't really understand why Amy had been doing this for so long, though, so she finds her active Facebook and her real apology for what she did years ago. Hmm. And within a minute of sending the message, Amy asks to video chat, and they did, and Amy fessed up to everything. Basically, Amy says that she has PTSD, and what Shannon did triggered her, and that's what started everything. What? And then she went through a hard time in high school, and this was her way to get anger out. Tell me about it. She then got married and had a kid and became an army wife and continued to get her anger out on Shannon for, like, stress relief. But Shannon says that they became good again, and they chat every now and again. She's, like, befriended her stalker, and they're, like, cool.
And I'm gonna guess none of this is substantiated.
We will come back to this.
Okay.
Throughout her time on YouTube, she befriended and called out various creators. It was like she was either, oh my god, this person, literally an angel, or I hate this person, they're awful. So she befriended people like Ready DeClaire, D'Angelo Wallace, Ribzilla, etc.
Ready DeClaire, which one is that again?
Julia.
Julia, that's right.
And she called out people like Onision for being a predator.
I mean,
Holly Brown for tracing. And Helpless Peaches for messiness. It's just, like, a lot of stuff. It was a fucking mess. They both made multiple videos. I don't understand. I didn't go down that rabbit hole because, like, I'm going to be real with you guys. I have 45 pages of notes. I did not have time to go through this Helpless Peaches shit.
That's fair.
She was even beginning to make friends outside the commentary community, like with gamers like Sykuno and personalities like Corpse Husband. I didn't really know what to describe Corpse Husband as, besides, like, a personality, because he does a lot.
That's fair.
He's just kind of vibing, you know?
Yeah.
Next establishing point.
Me?
There's a site called LolCow, which is essentially like 4chan, and you can be anonymous on it. It's a site made to talk shit and be hateful without recourse.
Fair enough.
It's like the opposite of virtue signaling. It's like, I'm against the grain, I'm edgy, slur.
Pick me.
I'm so special. Yeah. I see through the PC bullshit.
I love Gen Z just for the fact that they came up with Pick Me Girls. I love that. I see it all the time. I'm like, oh, pick me. Now that there's, like, a name for it, you know?
It's so easy.
So the same girls are like, I'm so different. I like pizza.
Pick me. Like, there was that concept with, like, millennials of, like, not like the other girls, but it's just in a word, pick me girls.
Pick me. Yep. Ooh.
It's a site full of pick me girls.
Oh, my God. I don't have any friends that are girls. There's so much drama. I only have guy friends. Pick me.
Like, the people on this website are, like, they'll say the F word because they're, like, 12 years old, and I think it's funny and cool.
Awesome. And we don't mean fuck, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
I keep that on a shirt. And we don't mean fuck, ladies and gentlemen. But in the Wild Wild West, that is lolcow, there are some rules.
Okay.
Such as stay anonymous at all times. Okay. So like, you can't identify yourself. Do not attempt to use lolcow.farm for attention or profit.
For attention.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Do not deceptively post about yourself in the third person for any reason. Staff will revoke your anonymity if you attempt to deceive lolcow. And do not dox any subjects.
But how would they know if you're talking about yourself in the third person? Like, oh, Elizabeth's crazy.
We will see.
Interesting.
Well, Shannon broke many of these rules.
Who's wrong?
Which led the admins on lolcow to expose an anonymous account to be hers.
That's kind of funny.
She broke the rules listed above. Do not post about yourself in the third person.
If she
did. On 4/2021, she posted, quote, Shannon said a couple of times online that she doesn't drink and neither does her husband. I only remember because she used it as an I'm not like the other girls weird flex. So just like we were talking about.
So why is she talking about herself like that? What the fuck?
Rule 2, do not dox any subjects. On 3/28, Shannon said, quote, I didn't save it, but the gist was Shannon's sister is in the hospital for something. We didn't know what, and she put her as her emergency contact. However, when Shannon reached out to her to try to figure out what was going on, her sister blocked her and said she was invading her privacy. She also said something along the lines that her family was neglecting her, even though Shannon had reached out. It's really weird. A couple years ago, I found her sister's Twitter because she talked about it in a story time, and she's definitely insane, and then linked Shannon's sibling's Twitter. Shannon's sibling is not a public figure, so this is doxing. And I would like to know here that Shannon's sibling identifies as non-binary and uses they, them. And she just misgendered her. Misgendered them the whole time. The whole time. Throughout the whole post, misgendered them.
Wow.
Your own sibling.
That's so shitty.
Okay. Do not attempt to use lolcow for profit.
Uh-oh.
On 2/03, she posted, quote, Creepshow's video is apparently available now for members only, and she's going to be talking a lot about Lily Jean's racism.
I think I'm more of that person.
So essentially, she's promoting a video that you have to pay for.
Yeah. Wow.
She committed offenses multiple times, and for that, lolcow exposed it as Shannon. Essentially, they exposed that, like, it all came from the same IP address. And through cookies, they can confirm that it's her.
Oh my god.
But that is not the worst part. Like, her just breaking these rules as well was whatever. All of her posts that she ever posted were connected to her and exposed her to be terrible. She talked shit about her friends, was transphobic, kind of homophobic, racist, fatphobic, etc.
Awesome.
She posted over 300 comments in like around 3-ish years. So many of her friends mentioned have responded to the situation publicly, but for those who I haven't seen respond, I will give different names. Because what she said was vile, and like they may not want to be connected to it.
That's fair.
So I don't want to.
Yeah.
But if I mention someone's name, I've seen them respond to it in some way. Edwin's generation and homophobia. Essentially, there was part of a thread talking about like certain people that people thought they were gay. Certain celebrities that people think are gay and like they're in the closet. And someone said that they thought that Edwin was gay and they were shocked to find out that he had a girlfriend. And Shannon said, quote, they're in a long distance relationship though. So it doesn't really change anything. He only has to pretend to like women at most 1 month of the year.
What the fuck?
YouTuber S in racism. On 1/17/21, she said, so, YouTuber, uses those filters that beauty YouTubers use in order to appear younger and more attractive? That's so weird. He literally has the most fucked up skin I've ever seen on an Asian man. The fact that the difference is that bad is insane. Which I look at the thread, and I feel so bad because like they posted just like a bad photo of him.
And you said this is Edward,
No, separate YouTuber.
Oh, a different YouTuber, okay. Yeah. Ah, okay.
He just posted a bad photo of him. Like, one of those where it looked like he was at VidCon or something, and he was taking a photo with a fan. And, like, 0.2 seconds. Best.
Look at fucking Poot Lovato. You know, shit happens.
Not Poot. Okay. Marty Tiglare, a.k.a. Julia. I'll discuss her response video later. I'm trying to be, like, kind of chronological here.
Okay.
Shannon said on 202... I should probably say allegedly, but it's like, it's Shannon.
It's Shannon.
It's Shannon.
But allegedly, so we don't get sued.
Yeah. Quote, she's to women are predators to guys, as Blair White is to trans people are weird.
What?
Which, by the way, fuck Blair White. quote me on that shit. She's a pick me trans person. She's a pick me trans person. She's not like, I'm not like those other trans people. Like, I pass.
Yeah, a lot of trans people from their community are like, yeah, we don't claim her.
No.
Yeah.
And she even went as far as to Photoshop a thumbnail of a trans person just to make it look worse than it is. To make it look like they were less, like, socially transitioned
than
they were.
That's super fucked up.
Yep. It's like, you would think, if she was a cis woman, she would have been canceled for being transphobic. 100%.
But I feel like sometimes people are like, well, she's trans, so I can't go after her.
Yeah.
Because then it'll be, so you're transphobic?
Even though she's being transphobic.
Yeah.
She is hurting her community, from my perspective.
Which is fucked up.
Okay, and she's also, like, a trans medicalist. It's, like, it's a lot.
A trans what now?
Medicalist.
What does that mean?
That you have to, like, fit a certain amount of criteria to, like, be a trans person. And, like...
Wow.
Like, you have to have dysphoria a certain way. You have to get, like... You have to try to transition in some way, like, surgically or with hormones, blah, 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 blah.
So, if you don't have the money to do so because we live in fucking America...
You're not a real trans
person. You're not a real trans person. That's so fucked.
Yep. YouTuber D. On Twitter, he made two tweets essentially saying lolcow is boring, and he joked that he was waiting to see what people on lolcow would say in response to his tweets. On 6/22/19, Shannon said, quote, he's worse than Creepshow. At least she has the ability to grow and is doing something completely different than what she started with.
Pat yourself on the back a little harder, Jesus.
He's doing the same thing on repeat, acting like he's doing something big, and now I'm amidst to creeping on lolcow. End quote. She also said, quote, YouTuber is the guy that everyone pretends to like, but no one really does. He tried to get in tight with a lot of them because he talked about drama and made Holly look like a tool. Then befriended him for safety. I think Holly sucks, but before his video came out, no one in the community said shit. Then she decided to rebrand and delete and is pretty much a zero still. They're all scared of that, end quote. And then, quote, she's painting herself as a victim because she knows YouTuber and Shannon are planning on making videos on her. Shannon says people are coming forward and you know YouTuber has a hate boner for Holly. She's preparing for the storm, end quote.
What the fuck? That's a lot. Pat yourself on the back a little fucking harder, Jesus.
Also, I think that YouTube is just genuinely like this other YouTuber. He's kind of, he's very in-depth. He makes good videos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like him.
Like,
oh my God.
She's just jealous. Clearly. Because her reach search sucks. Her editing is that slick.
Her book was shit.
Shit. Her look was shit.
I would never say that.
That's literally Shannon. I would never say that. And then it's just like, cuz her being like, his look was shit. His book was shit.
Oh my God.
Okay. YouTuber O. Shannon said on 1/13/21, O deserves a thread of her own for all the cow stuff she gets into. There was a time when she was criticized by a smaller commentator and in response uploaded a video of her cutting herself. Which I don't recall happening,
what?
But there was a time she had pretended to be blackout drunk and having a mental breakdown because her friend didn't like her Gabby Hanna videos, and now this.
I should be mad upset because someone didn't like your Gabby Hanna videos.
I don't think this is true, though.
No, probably not. Can you imagine? Exactly. That sounds so fucking ridiculous.
Because I watch this YouTuber, and that sounds not like her at all. And I wouldn't be unlike Shannon to just blatantly lie, as we will see. But this YouTuber, she reviewed Gabby's poetry books.
Ew.
You at her video
idea? I do not
like
Gabby.
Oh, yeah. But she critiqued them, and Gabby threw a fit recently about it. Because she's Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby even sent her second book to be like, hey, you should review it. And then when she reviewed it, she was like, no, not like that!
Oh, my God.
Okay, general grossness. She was talking about a YouTuber R who called her out and said, quote, who's going to talk about the fact R is in a green card marriage with a fat autistic man who has a hand fetish?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Also, that's not even like a diss to the YouTuber she's talking about. That's just her husband. She's transphobic language multiple times, like T-R-A-N-N-Y and fake boys. So fake boys is a word used on lolcow that is a derogatory term towards FTM trans people.
That's so fucked.
In a comment she wrote, which I'll explain after I read it, I like how other comments in this thread talk about men, quote, fetishizing lesbians. I mean, for Christ's sake, it's always in the top five categories for Pornhub. No sane person cares Holly's a Fujo. Only fake boys would whine about something like this. I will explain.
Okay.
A Fujo, from my understanding, is someone that fetishizes gay relationships and, like, is obsessed with yaoi, like, those kind of
things. Okay. Okay.
Basically saying Holly only drew male ships and characters, and she was fetishizing them.
You know, I never thought about it like that. But there are a lot of people that do that, especially on, like, Tumblr.
Yeah.
Like, they always ship, like, I want to think of people that ship Dean and Sam. That was weird.
Dean and Castiel was, like, the big thing.
Yes.
She also said the R slur multiple times. She said it like she was handing out candy.
Great.
She also said the F slur multiple times. She said on 2/7/20, for example, some F didn't attach the picture in response to someone in the thread not posting a receipt.
Great.
She spoke really badly about herself, which is weird.
That's a lot.
Like, she would praise and put herself down, pretending not to be her. She said, quote, Shannon never says she's poly, just pansexual, which is woke bisexual. It's the whole there are more than two genders thing, but she definitely isn't poly. She wouldn't be able to get more than one person to want her, end quote. Woke bisexual. Someone should put that on a shirt.
What the fuck? There's a lot to unpack there. Why is she coming after herself like that?
Also, I think it's safe to say she is not pansexual, she is bi.
I don't understand. Yeah, she's gonna sit there and be fucking saying all these slurs and everything. She's like, but me, I'm woke.
And, like, the way I read this comment is that, like, I bet she said she was pansexual, so she seemed woke. So now she's thinking to herself, well, everyone that says they're pansexual is woke. It's just like, push, I need to be woke. There's no way these people actually believe there's more than two genders or, like, anything like that. Or define bisexuality different than I do.
I hate some people with an absolute passion.
And there's one more comment she made that we need to keep in mind later. On 2/13/21, Shannon said, while pretending not to be Shannon, talking about Shannon, she said she doesn't rely on YouTube, but I think she makes a considerable amount on it. I've talked to YouTubers her size, and they make at least 20K per month. That mixed with her real-life job, she's probably loaded pretending to be poor. 20K a month?
That's pretty nice.
Pretty nice!
I can't do the math on that because I can't do it off the top of my head.
You can't do that on the top of your head?
No. Don't be a bitch.
240.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lizzie can't do 2 times 12.
Nice salary.
So, yeah. And how did Shannon respond? Would you like to make a guess? Or do you know what she did?
I have no idea.
Would you like to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it. Jesus. This post just going up because I need to talk about this and let you know what's going on. The earlier today, same. Yes. I got a message saying that I had doxed a relative, that I had been called out for saying certain things about myself and other creators and more on a hate forum. And I was confused because I hadn't done that.
It wasn't me.
I would remember doing that.
Like someone's accusing her of doing it, forgetting it. I will remember that.
I would remember that. Apparently not, because you fucking did it, bitch. Especially the doxing. Oh no, I lost my place. Hold on. Okay, found it. That's so firmly against what I stand for, and I don't believe in doing that, even to someone I loathe. However, after being sent screenshots of what I allegedly said about me, myself, and my friends, and most importantly, my relative, I realized what had happened. Oh, this should be good. A couple years back, I made a video about how I had been stalked for over 8 years by a woman I called Amy. That's not her real name, because I was protecting her identity. I talked in detail about that situation, how it affected me, and what I had to do in that situation to keep myself safe. But I also discussed how Amy and I kind of reconciled at the end of that and came to an understanding. She even liked the video and supported me making it. We kept in contact over the past couple years, and I thought I kept a good amount of distance between us, never letting her close enough to hurt me again. Apparently, I am really shitty at that. Obviously, I was wrong, because she has gone back to doing what she has always done, which is try to hurt me, try to turn the people in my life against me, and salivate at the idea of me losing everything. She did this for years, even when I didn't have anything, to the point where when I was dating my husband, she sent him text messages telling him I was a horrible person and he should leave me. She made fake Facebook accounts to tell people about what a terrible person I was, and she spent years fucking with me, nonstop, to the point where I just wanted to end it. I had a sneaking suspicion she had been going back to this earlier this year, when I started receiving more and more images of self-harm and abuse in my inbox, because that was one of the biggest things that she would do to me. I didn't want to believe it, though, because I am a polarizing creator, and some people on the internet just don't have boundaries. It's why I had to shut down my Instagram, and low-key, why I had to shut down Twitter. I stated publicly and behind the scenes that the amount of harassment I have received has gone down by 100% when I deleted Twitter, and I now know why, because of Amy. When she was harassing me in high school, I would get so many images of self-harm and self-injury that it would cause me to shut down emotionally, and I had confided in her, back when we were friends, that was one of my biggest sore spots. Seeing something like that was just the number one way to hurt me online, so when it started happening in excess again, I started to think maybe it was her. Maybe she had gone back to that way of being, but I didn't want to think that because we had been so good the last time we talked. The last time we emailed it had been lovely, with her catching up on my life and me doing the same back. I didn't know she was going to use everything to try to paint me as something I am not. And I didn't think I needed to use a VPN so she wouldn't get my IP address. What? Okay. She had shown me pictures of her daughter and been so supportive of my channel. I thought we were okay, but I was wrong. Because she's been posting on certain sites, posing as me, spoofing my IP, doxing my family members, writing things about myself and my friends, sending me death threats from other accounts, making false accounts to spam my comment section, spamming the comment section on my friends, saying hateful things about me in order to get them to drop me, and just all around doing what she did years ago. That's not it, of course, but the amount of time and energy she has put into this is well beyond what I thought she was capable of, and as far as I can tell, she's been doing this for well over a couple of years. This is not to say I haven't messed up or been rightfully criticized, mind you. I am not blaming her for being critical of me. I don't know how she did it. I don't know why she did it. But the moment my relative was brought up out of the blue, I knew it was her. She has literally always been obsessed with my relative to the point of constantly bringing them up in our conversations, asking me about them, and using them to hurt me even in high school. So I am sending out a cease and desist. And if it comes to it, I will be filing a full restraining order. I don't want to have to do that because she has a daughter, and this will go on her record, which will keep her from being able to get a job and providing for her child, for that child. And I keep going in circles in my head about this because I don't know what's right in the situation. But I also don't want this to continue. I just want this to be done. All I have ever wanted was for this to be done, and it's getting to the point where I have to protect myself and my family. I just wanted to update you guys. Because there's that narrative floating around now that I said terrible things about myself and doxed a relative of mine online, and it's not fucking true. All I can say is that it's not fucking true. I completely understand if no one believes me. I understand if I lose friends over this, but the fact that it's been over 10 years of this shit is exhausting. The fact that 2 fucking years ago I made a video about this exact thing happening, about this person doing this to me, going to these extremes, hopefully says a lot. This has been going on for nearly half of my fucking life, and I am tired of it. I'm going to be keeping the rest of this offline, where it belongs. So if you have questions, I'm sorry. I'm not answering them. But I wanted to address it. Again, I talked about this 2 fucking years ago, only to have her go around and do this shit again. I am learning every day how much time she dedicated to harassing me, and it goes deeper than I ever thought.
Okay. So let's discuss.
Okay. What are we discussing?
What we just read.
Oh, okay. She's full of shit. Thank you. Please tell me. So this woman is spoofing her IP address. This woman who has a whole husband and a kid. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's very unlikely.
Also, she would have had to have done this for 3 years, multiple locations. Like, when Shannon moved, the IP address changed on multiple devices. And to have the same cookies.
It's just easier. Like, I'm trying to think how to say this. There's like a saying where it's like, usually what's happening is a thing that it takes less like hoops to jump through to get to.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense that she would be doing it herself versus her friend finding out her IP addresses, spoofing them, writing the shit about her, pretending to be her.
And here's the thing. She wasn't even pretending to be her. She was pretending to be someone else talking about Shannon.
Yeah.
While spoofing her IP address for what? Hoping that someday someone would think it's Shannon, find the IP, connect it to Shannon, know it's Shannon.
Exactly.
For 3 years.
It's a stretch.
Over 300 posts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
She also sent messages privately. Like on June 4th, she made a friends-only Instagram story where she said she had a stalker who was pretending to be here to ruin her career. A YouTuber and semi-friend of Shannon saw the post and responded to her saying basically that she should seek legal counsel.
Yep.
And Shannon said, I can, but I want to see if just the threat of litigation will get them to stop. I don't want to destroy their life because they have a daughter, and I know having this on their record would literally keep them from getting a job, but like it needs to stop. The YouTuber I'm referring to is Tamimi, who shared the screenshot in her video, I Do Not Believe Creep Show Art. But it does not end there, folks. It gets worse. On June 8th, a YouTuber by the name of Emily Artful tweeted, this just needs to be said. This woman has tormented me for years and years. I know her because my ex-boyfriend dated her after me. I moved on, but she, they, continued to harass and stalk me. I am currently shaking and crying because Creepshow Art is finally being exposed for the absolute terrible person she is. Huh. I have known Shannon for many years, even years before she started her YouTube channel. She has copied, stalked, harassed, and threatened me and my children's lives. She has used revenge porn against me, tried to use my drug addiction against me. She has literally gotten me fired from multiple jobs, causing me to be homeless.
Oh my God.
This person has pushed me to the brink of suicide multiple times and then tried to blame it on a mutual friend when I finally caught her red-handed by tracing her IP. Shannon, you are Amy. All the things you claimed Amy did to you are the things you did to me. Receipts to come. I've got years worth of them. And on June 12th, Emily posts a video titled, Creepshow Art Has Always Been This Way.
Hi, it's me, Chuck again, popping in to just tell you that this is going to be where we end this week's episode. We actually recorded an outro, though, so here's the outro.
Well, I think that's all from us.
Yeah, thanks.
If you liked it, leave us a review. Email us at beautifulbutdeadlypodcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter. I promise I'll post soon. @deadly_pod.
Don't trust this bitch. She won't. She will not.
I was thinking about it.
I wasn't going to do it. On Instagram at
beautifulbutdeadlypod. ?
We never know.
We'll learn someday.
And yeah, thanks.
See you soon.
Bye. Are you gonna say bye?
Bye.